KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies with a few sprinkles. It's 66 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning. A high around 79, winds north at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In state news, authorities in Iowa have issued an amber alert that was issued around 12:45 this morning with regard to a child who has been abducted and whose life is in danger. The child, 10-year-old Brescia Terrell of Davenport, was actually taken around 3:30 a.m. on Friday. A suspect in the state case, 47-year-old Henry Earl Dinkins, was taken into custody, and the vehicle he was in was impounded, but the girl is still missing. Brescia Terrell is an African-American female, 4 feet 5 inches tall. She weighs about 75 pounds, has black hair and brown eyes. She was last known to be wearing an oversized white T-shirt, shorts, and white or pink flip-flops. You can see a picture of her in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. If you have any information about her location, contact Davenport Police at 563-326-6125 or your local law enforcement agency or, of course, 911. Officials at the Iowa Department of Public Health this morning said there are 205 additional positive cases of COVID-19, according to the latest dashboard information. That's down from 328 reported yesterday. There were also four additional deaths for a total of 759. Statewide, there are 36,036 confirmed positive cases with 27,104 recovered. That's an increase of 205 over yesterday. Hospitalizations from coronavirus are up to 190, as there were 186 yesterday. There are 62 people in an ICU compared to 67 yesterday. 20 were admitted to a hospital compared to 28 on Tuesday. And four more people were on a ventilator for a total of 35. RMCC Region 4, that's southwest and western Iowa data, show there are 7 people hospitalized, 4 in an ICU. No new admissions over the past nearly 24 hours, and that's for the second day in a row. And 2 people were on a ventilator. Statewide, also 384,765 Iowans have been tested for COVID-19. 347,527 have tested negative. Long-term care facility outbreaks are now down to 14. 338 patients and staff at those facilities have tested positive. 85 have recovered, and 399 have died from added long-term care facility. Now, in our immediate listening area, there's only a few slight changes in the numbers of positive COVID-19 test results and the number of persons recovered. Here in Cass County, they've made an adjustment and we're now 29 positive confirmed cases. It's one less than previously reported. 24 have recovered. That's an increase. Audubon County has 17 recovered, an increase from yesterday. Montgomery County has 10. Pottawatomie County has 842 positive cases and 679 recovered cases. Shelby County has 2 more than yesterday at 121, and 112 have recovered. That's also a slight increase from Tuesday's figures. After an extensive meeting between the Audubon County Fair Board and Audubon County Emergency Operations Center, officials on Tuesday decided it is in the best interest of the community to cancel the figure eight races on the fairgrounds effective immediately. Factors in the decision, according to Audubon County Public Health, include large crowd sizes, increased cases of COVID-19 in surrounding communities, an inability to social distance, and lack of face mask usage. Officials say we will regret any hardship or inconvenience this has caused to anyone involved, and we must consider our community's health and safety first. Mills County Public Health officials Tuesday reported 2 new confirmed cases of COVID-19. One of the cases is a person 18 years of age or younger. The other is age 41 to 60. Both were contracted through community spread. Latest cases bring to 53 the total number of positive COVID-19 cases in Mills County, and of those, 34 have recovered. Officials say 2,146 Mills County residents have tested for the virus as of Tuesday. And officials of the City of Atlantic say they are issuing a warning to residents here that apparently someone is impersonating City Administrator John Lund. The scammer is using an @gmail.com address, and they're writing residents and asking for pictures of gift cards. City Hall warns you to please disregard any email of that nature. In the funeral announcements, Lyle F. Brewer, age 90, of Atlantic, died July 7th at the Griswold Care Center. A visitation with the family of Lyle Brewer will be today from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. CDC guidelines will be enforced, and the family requests masks to be worn while attending the services. Michael Dwyer, age 71, of Bella Vista, Arkansas, and formerly of the Adair County, died Saturday in Arkansas. Memorial services for Michael Dwyer will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Bella Vista Lutheran Church in Arkansas. And then a graveside service will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Shirley Guyette, age 94, of Harlan, died July 6th. Graveside services for Shirley Guyette will be held Friday at 10:30 in the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Joanne Karsten, age 68, of Manning, died Monday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Graveside services for Joanne Karsten will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Manning Cemetery. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Richard Matthias Wilberding, age 77, of Erling, died July 9th. Graveside services for Richard Wilberding will be held Saturday at 9 o'clock at St. Joseph's Cemetery in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Ruth Hansen, age 95, of Port Angeles, Washington, and formerly of the Audubon and Exira areas, died July the 8th. Funeral services for Ruth Hansen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Bill Rustvold, age 82, of Shreveport, Louisiana, and formerly of Audubon, died May 29th. A celebration of life for Bill Rustvold will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. Danny Lovell, age 48, of Adair, died July 4th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Danny Lovell will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the, or rather on Sunday, that is, at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. And that's again Sunday at 2 o'clock for services for Danny Lovell. Stephen Blatt, age 70, of Shelby, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center. Graveside services for Stephen Blatt will be held July 22nd at 2 o'clock at the Shelby Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. And Natalie Wheatley Merritt, age 53, formerly of Atlantic, died April 17th in Missouri. A celebration of life for Natalie Merritt will be on August 1st at 2 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.